Shotgun. Marino throws deep downfield. It is caught by Fryer. Yes! Touchdown! Touchdown, Dolphins!
With in-depth analysis on the Miami Dolphins.
The Rangers call! That's on 4th and 5!
Live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios.
In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
DolphinsTalk.com daily.
All right, Miami! Everybody, how are you today? And thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. I am your host, Mike, and we are broadcasting live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios on this Monday, August the 6th, and we got a great show for you today. Later on in the podcast, I will recap all the events and happenings that took place earlier today at training camp and with the Miami Dolphins practice. Go over who looked good, who looked not so good, and just let you know everything that happened with training camp today on Monday. But before I get to that, I have been sort of teasing and promising a special announcement that we are all very excited about here at DolphinsTalk.com. And I'm just going to get right to it right now to open the show. And for those of you who are our faithful listeners and visitors here at DolphinsTalk.com, you know, over the past few months or so, we have started our podcast network where we have sort of started a little family of podcasts about the Miami Dolphins that are all on our website, where you can come to our website each and every day of the week, and odds are you're going to see a podcast, whether it's my podcast, whether it's the Landon and Jeff show, whether it's Fins Up, Fans Down. So we've had 3 podcasts all about the Miami Dolphins as part of our podcast family right here at DolphinsTalk.com. Today I'm proud to announce that we have added a 4th podcast into the mix. And we have a 4th podcast as part of our DolphinsTalk.com podcast network. It's a podcast many of you probably know about, many of you have probably listened to, and I know all of you enjoy. Some would say this is a big announcement. I would say this is a perfect announcement. As today, we welcome Perfectville and the Perfectville podcast, hosted by Sam and Chris, to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network and the DolphinsTalk.com family. So we are so excited to have the Perfectville podcast as part of our group and integrated with us here at DolphinsTalk.com. Sam and Chris are outstanding guys, great guys, and they host an amazing podcast, which I know you will all enjoy. And I had a few moments earlier today to chat with Sam about this, so I'm going to play my conversation with Sam about our announcement that Perfectville and their podcast is now part of our DolphinsTalk.com podcast network. And right now on the line with me is Sam Marcoux, one of the co-hosts of the Perfectville podcast. Sam, how are you doing today?
Oh, I am doing lovely. I'm down here in Southern California, just enjoying the sunshine and enjoying our new home, sir.
Yes, that's awesome. So this is a fun announcement we have here, as you guys are part of our family at DolphinsTalk.com. And just so people know, nothing will be changing with the Perfectville podcast. It's just another outlet for them to air their podcast, maybe reach a few more people. And we'll probably have a little maybe cross-promotion every now and then, a little working relationship. So what are your thoughts on this, Sam?
No, I love it. I was thinking about this here a little while ago. I mean, we now have, what, 3 or 4 different podcasts on this network
that are
all talking about the Miami Dolphins.
Yep.
It's almost like there's a Dolphins pod now of podcasts. So it's fun wordplay for me. That's, quite frankly, that's the main reason I did it, is I love the wordplay. No, no, nothing's changing for all the citizens of Perfectville. Nothing changes for us, other than, you know, we work together with some other podcasts to help get the word out for everyone and ourselves as well. And, you know, look, everybody's got a different flavor with their podcast. Everyone has a different take. There's all kinds of different opinions. You know, you and I can look at a Ryan Tannehill pass and have wildly different opinions as to whether it was good, it was bad, and why. This just gives us an avenue to discuss that with more Dolphins. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, the more I get to talk about the Miami Dolphins with people who love the Miami Dolphins, it's a good thing as far as I'm concerned. Chris and I are excited.
Yep, I am very excited as well, because I feel that the way things are moving just sort of online in our society, like we spoke about a week or two ago when you were on with me for like an hour, was that sort of podcasts are the future, getting that fan's perspective of the people who really follow this team closely day to day, know the ins and outs of this team, sometimes that you don't get from the national media, sometimes that you can't get from a radio show that's in South Florida, because they got, you know, a 6-minute spot, then they got to take a commercial, then they got like an 8-minute spot, then they got to take a commercial. So I believe having a few of our podcasts all in one spot where people can go and listen to them all each day of the week, there'll probably be a new podcast up by one of us, is just a way for fans of the Miami Dolphins to sort of get their fix each day when it comes to their Miami Dolphins news and their opinions and all the stuff like that.
It's ultimately what my whole reason for even starting Perfect Field was in the first place, is that out here on the West Coast, it was very hard to find any sort of decent coverage for the Miami Dolphins. And if you did, you held on to that source for as long as you possibly could. Now, there's a network out there, like as you pointed out, 4 different podcasts. Everyone's going to be releasing something virtually every single day. So all you have to do is, you know, as a consumer of this, is go to the website, download it, and you've got somebody that's talking about the Miami Dolphins every single day, about current events, about, you know, past games and past teams, or just having fun at, you know, at the team's expense, whatever it might be. There's a different flavor on the channel. So it's a good thing, like I said. I mean, having a different Dolphins show every single day of your life when you're a Miami Dolphins fan, I mean, that's the stuff of legends. That's what you sign up to do.
Absolutely. So I am very excited about this and so happy that you and Chris here have sort of joined our little family. And I think this is going to be great, and it's going to have some exciting stuff here that we're about to happen down the road. So, Sam, just want to have you on for a few minutes to talk about this, and welcome. And I think this is going to be great. And everyone, be sure to follow Perfectville on Twitter at Perfectville Pod, and also check out their iTunes page. Leave them a comment, leave them a rating, and welcome to Perfectville. And the Perfectville podcast is now part of our DolphinsTalk.com podcast network, and I'm very excited about it.
I am too, and we usually say welcome to Perfectville for all our new subscribers, but I think in this case it's got to be welcome to DolphinsTalk.com for the Perfectville crew. So we're excited. Thanks again for having us be a part of it, and we're looking forward to good things here.
Yep, absolutely. So, Sam, you have a great day, and we'll talk to you again down the road for sure.
Absolutely. Fins up.
Fins up.
Sinbad Sports is the number one sports memorabilia company in South Florida and the number one place to go get your Miami Dolphins memorabilia. Sinbad Sports has the likes of Rashad Jones, Cam Wake, Kiko Alonso, and Frank Gore in for autograph signings within the past year alone. So when in South Florida area, visit Sinbad Sports at 1976 South University Drive, Davie, Florida. Tell them DolphinsTalk.com sent you.
We're back. Now let's get into Monday's practice and what took place in Davie, Florida at training camp today. Today's practice, the Miami Dolphins were just in their uppers. They were just wearing shoulder pads only, so it was not a practice where they were in full pads on Monday. On the injury front, tight end A.J. Derby was back at practice today, as was wide receiver Isaiah Ford. Isaiah Ford, though, was still wearing the red jersey, which signals no contact, so he's back at practice, but he cannot be sort of touched, you know, or tackled and such. So he was back on the field just in the red jersey. Defensive end William Hayes, he sat out today with a hamstring injury, so he did not participate in practice, as well as offensive lineman Jake Brendel still has the right calf injury. He missed practice once again. So that's the injury. So right now the only guys really missing are William Hayes with a hamstring, which I wouldn't be too nervous about, and honestly, he's been in the league for so many years. He's the type of guy where if he doesn't practice once more all of camp, that's no worries at all, because come week one against the Tennessee Titans in September, he'll be ready to go. Not worried about Hayes. Jake Brendel, not too sure how severe that calf injury is. It must be pretty severe because he really hasn't practiced in over a week now, if not a little bit more, actually. And, you know, the offensive line depth is very plentiful this year. So Jake Brendel hopefully can get on the field soon, because I went into this season, went into this training camp thinking, you know, he was a lock for one of those backup offensive line spots. If he's not on the field, that's going to be tough to justify. And someone like maybe Isaac Asiata, who probably, you know, was on the outside looking in heading into this training camp, he might be able to sneak a roster spot here. So Jake Brendel, we'll keep an eye on that, and hopefully he does get healthy soon. Two bits of information here first. I want to talk about before we get to the on-the-field stuff. First and foremost, on Sunday, Miami released their depth chart. And, you know, don't read much into it. And here's why. Because today when they lined up for practice, if you look at the depth chart, the Miami Dolphins listed Mike Gesicki as the fifth-string tight end. Well, today when the Miami Dolphins lined up, Mike Gesicki was playing with the starters. And so that just takes that whole depth chart and makes it essentially worthless. A depth chart before the first preseason game, you can't read a lot into it. It means nothing. A lot of the rookies will be buried on that chart just for the fact that they're rookies. And they're not going to sort of move them up right away. But don't read much into it. And I know on the chart as well said running back. It said Drake or Gore, like they hadn't made a choice yet. Look, Kenyon Drake's the starting running back on this team, period, end of story, not up for debate. That's why on Sunday when that was released, a lot of fans online were going crazy. Oh my God, do you see this depth chart? Mike Gesicki's the fifth string tight end, blah, blah, blah. Well, today when they lined up for practice, he was with the starters. Okay, that's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. So don't get caught up in that depth chart that was released. You get caught up in the one that's released, you know, after the third preseason game, because that's the one that matters. Whatever released now on August, you know, 5th or 6th means absolutely nothing. The other tidbit I want to talk about, which is getting a lot of fans really talking about, and I'm not quite sure why. Rob Ryan, the brother of Rex Ryan, has been at the Miami Dolphins practice, you know, pretty much since they started with training camp. And he's out there just sort of watching and helping out, I guess you could say. And many fans think, oh my God, the Miami Dolphins are going to hire Rob Ryan for a job, or Rob Ryan, you know, he's there just in case something happens to Matt Burke and he's not doing a good job. People, pump the brakes and calm down. In the NFL, when you are a coach, I don't care if it's a head coach, I don't care if it's an assistant coach, any type of coach, and you're out of work, this is what you do. You find your friends and people you have worked with before, and you go hang out at their training camp. Now, some guys might only hang out 1 or 2 days. Some guys might hang out a week. Some guys might hang out a little bit longer. Rob Ryan seems to be hanging out a little bit longer. That does not mean Rob Ryan will be a coach on the Miami Dolphins this season. It just means he doesn't have a job, and he sort of, and you have to remember, too, he was with the Saints with Joe Vitt. And Joe Vitt is Adam Gase's father-in-law, and Joe Vitt is a defensive consultant for the Miami Dolphins, not an official coach, just a consultant. But he is part of the Miami Dolphins organization. So Rob Ryan has some connections here with Adam Gase's father-in-law, Joe Vitt. So I'm sure it was just an invitation that was offered for Rob Ryan to come hang out. And he's going to watch how the Miami Dolphins run their training camp and run their practices. Probably a little different than what he saw when he was in Cleveland, when he was with the Cowboys, when he was with the Saints. It's a chance for him to sort of learn a couple things. It's a chance for him to meet some people and make some connections, and it's also a chance for the Miami Dolphins staff to sort of pick his brain and see what he's seeing. Maybe he's seeing something they're not seeing. He's not there to be a coach. He's not there looking for a job. He's not there auditioning for a job or anything like that. Rob Ryan just hanging out. So do not read anything into it. It's just he doesn't have a job. He's got nowhere to be, and he's just sort of down there to learn, and he's down there to watch. And if he sees something that maybe a linebacker coach on Miami or the whoever on Miami's not seeing, he can say, hey, guys, have you noticed this? Blah, blah, blah. When I was with the Saints, we had someone just like him, and we did, oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea. So that it's just he's there to watch, and he's there to sort of lend an extra set of eyes and ears, nothing more. So do not read anything into Rob Ryan. I've gotten a million emails and tweets and everything saying, Rob Ryan, oh my God, I can't believe they're going to hire Rob Ryan. They're not going to hire Rob Ryan, okay? They're not. So everyone calm down. I just want to get that away off the bat. Practice. Let's start off with defense. Torrey McTyer did start off today as the starting cornerback opposite Xavien Howard. Again, this has been a rotation, it seems like, every day or so. They do rotate guys in and out. I will say Lippitt really hasn't gotten the starting nod in a little bit now, so it does seem like the race is down to Tankersley and Torrey McTyer. Both have looked good. Can't knock either one. So it seems to be a two-horse race, if I had to guess at this point, of who will start opposite Xavien Howard. Last week on this podcast, I said I thought this was Tankersley's job to lose, and they were sort of putting McTyer out there to push him, light a fire, scare him a little bit. So it's like, we're not going to hand you this job. There's someone here who we think might have it. But after talking to some people, after talking to Antoine Staley on this podcast last week, I was told, no, Torrey McTyer has a legitimate chance to win that starting job. He is the real deal. The coaches love him. So this is an open competition all the way. And today on Monday, Torrey McTyer did start at cornerback on the defensive line for the fourth day in a row. Now, this ain't one day. This ain't, you know, this is 4 days in a row now. So this is like a trend. And once you start seeing a trend, you start to believe a trend is reality. At defensive tackle, excuse me, Akeem Spence and Devon Godshaw were the starting defensive tackles. Jordan Phillips is not a starter right now for the Miami Dolphins. Again, ignore the depth chart. It's what they do on the field in practice and how they open up every day. And for 4 days in a row, Jordan Phillips hasn't been starting. So this is either one or two things in my book. One, well, actually, I just think it's one thing in my book. Let me just say that. I think the Miami Dolphins staff is trying to motivate Jordan Phillips as much as possible. Now, look, they probably tried everything to motivate him over 3 years. And let's just be honest, it really hasn't worked. This guy, we all know he takes off plays. He comes in out of shape. He's a little bit lazy at times. He doesn't play hard. All that stuff. We've all heard it. We all know it. I think by putting him with the second string now for 4 days in a row, and we'll see how long this continues. We'll see if it carries over into the preseason game or not. Maybe they're trying to send him a message like, hey, you're in the final year of your contract. You've underachieved every year. You're really not in our long-term plans. We're going to go with the guys we think who can play, who play hard every play, who are here now trying harder than you, and people we have more faith in. Now that should, you would think, I mean, for any normal person, it would motivate Jordan Phillips. So hopefully that does that. Or this could just be a thing where Miami, you know, they're trying to send a message, but when push comes to shove at the end of the day, he's going to start come week one, come September. Who knows? And honestly, who's technically the starter might not really matter, because I think there is going to be a healthy rotation of these guys. And at the end of the game, you're going to know who's on the field the most and who's getting the most reps. And that's really all that matters. Whose name is technically penciled in as a starter, I guess, is less important. But Jordan Phillips, now 4 days in a row. That's 4 days in a row. He has started practice with the second team. And they have guys like Akeem Spence and Devon Godshaw starting at defensive tackle. So we'll keep an eye on that. The other thing I guess worth mentioning on that side of the ball is Robert Quinn has looked, you know, very, very good so far about through 10 practices now. And he's looking like he's 100% healthy. He's looking like, you know, he's back to the guy who had that monster year with the Rams a few years back. And Robert Quinn looks like the real deal. Hopefully that continues when the games get for real. Hopefully he's just not taking advantage of a weak Miami Dolphins offensive tackle position, which let's hope that's not the case. But Quinn's looking like the real deal. He looks totally healthy, totally recovered from the back injury. So hopefully that's a real deal. But he had another strong day today in practice, and hopefully that's something else that will continue as we move on this summer with training camp and the preseason games. But I just wanted to mention Quinn because we really haven't talked about him on this podcast a lot the past week and a half or so. But it appears he is back to his old self. And hopefully he holds up, he stays healthy. Because if he can, with Wake, which we know what you'll get with Wake, and Charles Harris now starting to come on here in training camp, and you know with Andre Branch, you sort of know what you're going to get with him. I think that's a nice rotation at defensive end. But Quinn is key, because Wake's not a young guy anymore. You know, he's up there in age. And Quinn's got to be that number one pass rusher, I would say. Wake's sort of a specialty pass rusher, third down specialist at this stage in his NFL career. He can only play so many snaps a game. You got to limit his snaps and you got to watch him. So Quinn's the guy who's got to be out there first down, second down, third down. He's got to be a three down player and he's got to be out there all the time. So hopefully Quinn is healthy and 100%. Let's move to the offensive side of the ball. Today, not much happened on offense, but the trend is still continuing as well with Ryan Tannehill. Tannehill looks sharp, and he has been connecting with Amendola a lot, which I know we reported on, you know, all throughout the OTAs and the first few days of training camp practice. But it's worth noting again that this hasn't stopped. That through pretty much every practice, Tannehill and Amendola continue to build their rapport, continue to build that connection that hopefully will carry over in the regular season. Today, they connected on a 10-yard touchdown in the back of the end zone, looked sharp, and Tannehill, and like through all the drills, Tannehill's looking for Amendola, and he's getting open, making plays. So hopefully that will continue because Miami needs that type of guy. Miami needs one guy who Tannehill can have faith in, at least. And with Parker, you don't quite really have that much faith in him. With Wilson, he's also new, so you don't know how that's going to really go until we start to see it more. Stills, he's played with Stills before, obviously, but Stills is more of that down-the-field big play guy. Who's going to make the catches over the middle to get the first down? Who's going to be that guy? And I don't want to say to fill the shoes of Jarvis Landry because that's not fair, but who's going to be that guy to sort of, you know, I guess fill the shoes of Landry in some respects. Not all respects, but in some. And hopefully Amendola is it. Hopefully Tannehill has a lot of faith in him where he feels comfortable throwing the ball his way. Because Miami needs that type of guy on this offense, that sort of safety valve where, you know, second and long or third and whatever, five, Tannehill, he goes back. He knows he can look to this guy, look to that guy. But no matter what, he can look at Amendola's way and feel comfortable throwing a pass towards him because he knows he'll get open and he'll make a play. So they have been connecting. Let's talk about tight ends. Like I said earlier, Mike Gesicki lined up with the first stringers. But Smythe, let's talk about Smythe. We really haven't talked about him a lot either. When Miami Dolphins went to three tight end sets, and now, remember, today, everyone was back. There was Marquise Gray was practicing, A.J. Derby was practicing. All the tight ends were out there. So who were the three tight ends Miami lined up in the three tight end set? They lined up Gesicki, Gray, and Durham Smythe. Smythe got in there with the starters some today, and he got in there when the team went to a three tight end set on offense. And even after practice, Adam Gase said, if you want Smythe, he said Smythe needs to work with the starters. He has to get some work in there with them because there's going to be packages and such where he's going to be on the field in real games. And if he's on the field in real games, you got to start getting him to work now, get him accustomed to playing with Tannehill, get him out there with the first-string offensive line and all that stuff. So we might start to see a little more Smythe here with the starters, at least in certain packages. And I am a huge fan of Smythe. As much as I love Gesicki, I think Smythe is right there with him. I mean, I love this pick. One, he can block. And if you can block the way he blocked at Notre Dame, you can block in the NFL. That's a skill that sort of that will transfer and carry over to the NFL level. If you're an elite tight end who can block in college, then you can block in the NFL. And so I think that skill right there, there's no learning curve. There's no, it's going to take him a little bit to get, no. If you can block in college at tight end at a high level like he did, you can block in the NFL. And he's going to have that skill. So I want to see what he can do a little bit as a receiver here. I mean, look, he's not going to catch a lot of balls. If he catches one pass a game, that's a lot. But I think he can be a sleeper in 2018. He can be that guy where if Miami's in a two tight end set or they got a bunch of guys out there, you know, you're looking at Wilson, you're looking at Stills, you're looking at Parker. Oh, yeah, Smythe sneaks out there in the flat or sneaks out there over the middle. He can make a play. And I think Smythe is going to be a sleeper for this offense in 2018. So I'm glad to see he got some work with the first string today on offense. And I hope that continues. Last bit, let's talk special teams real quick. Today, the kicker was Greg Joseph, and he had a strong day for today. 7 for 7 on field goals, and he had a long of 61 yards. I mean, this kid had that Awful first day of practice. Awful. But he's bounced back nicely. Today, 7-for-7 with a long of 61. Look, a long of 61. I don't care if you got nobody rushing you. 61 yards is 61 yards. That's showing a big, big leg. So good for him. I still think the job is going to Sanders, but good job today by Greg Joseph. So I'm going to take another quick break here. And then when we come back, I'm going to close out the show and one or two more things to talk about real quick. So everyone sit tight and we'll be right back.
DolphinsTalk.com is your one-stop source for anything and everything Miami Dolphins. From the award-winning DolphinsTalk.com podcast to original commentary, breaking news, and interviews with current and former players as well as media types, DolphinsTalk.com keeps you up to date and informed with all the latest happenings taking place in the world of the Miami Dolphins. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Dolphins Talk and to check us out at DolphinsTalk.com every day for all your Miami Dolphins needs.
All right, we're back. And as I close out the show, I want to mention one more story. A bit of sad news hit the Miami Dolphins family today as Tom Hecker Jr. passed away at the age of 51. For those of you who don't know, Tom Hecker Jr. worked for the Dolphins for about 10 years or so, and he started his career as a Miami Dolphins scout in 1991, and then by the year 2000, he was the Miami Dolphins director of pro personnel. After he left Miami, he was the general manager for the Philadelphia Eagles and the Cleveland Browns, and most recently, he had been working for the Broncos, and his father, Tom Heckert Sr., who is alive still, actually, he had worked for the Dolphins between 1989 and 2007 as a front office personnel executive type. He was brought in by Shula and retained through a variety of Miami Dolphins coaches. But Tom Hecker Jr., he was diagnosed with a blood disorder not that long ago, so this is sort of a sudden passing. But he passed away at the age of 51. A sad, sad story. So we here at DolphinsTalk.com send our sympathy out to the Heckert family as they go through this tough time. So that's all for today's show. We'll be back with another podcast on Tuesday. Now, the Miami Dolphins return to the practice field Tuesday, 8:30 a.m. We'll have a podcast tomorrow to recap that. And on Thursday, they got their first game. So the first preseason game is this week. So we'll have a podcast on Tuesday. We'll have a podcast on Wednesday. Thursday, I will have a show right after the game, or it'll drop Friday morning, not sure, sort of a post-game wrap-up. And also, Tom Earnesty here at our website, well, he's going to do his very first pregame show here for the website. So Tom Earnesty, for those of you who don't know, also one of the podcasters here at Dolphins Talk, will do the countdown to kickoff show at DolphinsTalk.com. Have that out Thursday as he previews the first preseason game. He'll give some tidbits on what to watch for and all that stuff. I know with the preseason it's a little tough, but this is a show he's going to do before every game this year. Preseason and regular season, hopefully postseason. But so this will be the first one for Tom as well. And once again, as I said at the top, we are extremely excited to have Sam and Chris and the Perfect Bill podcast with us here at DolphinsTalk.com. And when they drop a new show, you'll be able to find it right here at Dolphins Talk. And check them out. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at PerfectVillePod. And go to their iTunes page, subscribe to it, leave them a rating and a comment, all positive, of course, and check them out. As like I said, we're very excited to have the Perfect Bill podcast right here as part of our DolphinsTalk.com podcast family, along with the Landon and Jeff show, Fins Up, Fans Down, and of course, the DolphinsTalk.com daily podcast. So, everyone, have a great rest of your day. And we'll talk to you again after a while.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.